The big battles seem to be over in Iraq, but there are still some firefights in parts of the country. Michael Ware is a reporter for Time magazine. He spoke today with NPR's Juan Williams from the Kurdish-controlled town of Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq.
In the northeast, everything is quiet. It is firmly under the control of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan. However, more to the center of the northern half of Iraq, and certainly to the west, things continue to deteriorate rapidly. Apart from extraordinarily high levels of looting and ethnic warring, which is breaking out in small skirmishes, there is the larger issue of where have all the fighters, all the Fedayeen Saddam, all the Iraqi troops and the Ba'ath Party members of Tikrit gone? The answer, as it appears so far, is that they have dispersed throughout the north and northwest of Iraq. Yesterday afternoon, I was in Tikrit with a company of light armored vehicles from the U.S. Marines. Together with that company, I went into Tikrit, where they found a massive weapons cache and storage facility for the Republican Guard. The Republican Guard had shifted their armory and their quartermaster store so that weapons, uniforms, equipment and documents were hidden in a suburban house away from their normal military camp, which of course was bombed. Standing on the roof of this massive store of weapons and equipment, I asked the American Marine Major, where are the men who were meant to use this equipment and this ammunition? Major Ray stood there and waved his arm over the houses before us, and he said, they are here.
Michael, is it the case that the men who are laying down their arms remain loyal to Saddam Hussein?
That is very much a strong possibility, because there is a general amnesty being given to Iraqi troops who surrender. Their weapons are removed from them, certainly here in the north, and then they return home. That's a wonderful opportunity for them to live to fight another day.
Michael, are most of the fighters who remain in northern Iraq foreign nationals from Syria, Jordan, and other countries, or are they Iraqis?
It certainly appears that a large number of them, certainly the most active and militant, appear to have come from the Middle East. The ranks of the Fedayeen Saddam, who has put up the most ferocious resistance of all, though it is still limited, largely have come from Syria, Jordan, the Lebanon, Palestine. That is very much the flavor of the fighting that has occurred here in the north.
Michael, what are you hearing about Saddam Hussein today? Any new word on his whereabouts?
Absolutely not. The rumor mill is running furiously. However, there is one degree of consensus from everyone you ask, be they Iraqis in Tikrit, be they his clansmen, or be they opposing Kurdish forces. Everyone seems to agree that somewhere, somehow, he is alive and well. However, the speculation is that he's most likely left the country. But at this stage, no one knows anything for sure, and I would suggest that only time will tell.
Michael, has word of peace talks among the various factions in Iraq reached to the northern part of the country, and has had any impact on the actions of fighters there?
The word has reached the north through the local satellite television and radio stations. The first day was welcomed warmly by the people here, although there still is some skepticism that remains.
Time magazine reporter Michael Ware in Iraq, he spoke with NPR's Juan Williams.